The following program was previously recorded. Welcome to another episode of Live and Local. From the studios at 33rd and Burt, I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Kind of you to tune in today. The Florentine Players have a brand new production coming out. It opens on Thursday the 6th, called Making God Laugh. I believe I may do that every single day of my existence. The director is Molly Anderson. She is also a longtime Florentine player, and she joins me on Live and Local. Welcome, Molly.
Hello.
Can you explain to us, what are the Florentine Players? How is this theater company come into existence?
The Florentine Players has a very long history in the Florence area of North Omaha. We are actually a part of the Florence Historic Foundation, who is an active nonprofit that maintains some of the historic buildings around the Florence area. And I think it was about 54, 55 years ago, they actually started the Florentine Players as a fundraising arm, and they would put on a melodrama every year to help raise funds for the Historic Foundation, and it has grown ever since then as they continue to put on melodramas every year until the pandemic hit, and we did have to put the melodrama on pause last year, but have continued to expand from there into murder mysteries and dramatic plays, and they've just become a very much more fully-fledged theater organization based on those first few people that said, hey, let's put on a show.
Oh, that's great. Well, what were they fundraising for? I mean, what were the funds used for, and how did that help the community?
There are just a number of buildings up in Florence, because actually Florence was a city before Omaha was. Omaha annexed Florence, I believe, in about 1914, but prior to that, there were a lot of very historic buildings. There's just a lot of significance in the Florence area for those buildings. And so the bank, I believe, is one of the oldest buildings in Omaha, if not the oldest. So a lot of that, you know, it takes money to maintain those buildings. And they also have a museum open. There's a depot up there that they help maintain. And really, it's just keeping Florence alive and prospering.
Well, I can't think of a better way to keep Florence alive and prospering than making a supreme being smile. Making God Laugh is your production. Can you give us an overview of what the production's about?
Sure. So the title Making God Laugh comes from the old saying that if you want to make God laugh, tell him your plans. And this show actually covers about 30 years in time, and we see three adult children and their parents going through just sort of growing up and what it's like to watch your kids move out and grow up and make their own plans, and how often our plans change over the years and what we think we want and what we actually get as we move through adulthood.
And I'm assuming that through the rehearsal process, as you're able to get back into doing some live theater and everything, you've had to make some adjustments given the current world situation.
We have. We made sure that when we did get back into doing theater at the Florentine Players, that we picked a show that has a relatively small cast, so we didn't have any large groups together. So really, there's only five people in the show, so we were able to maintain that social distancing while we were getting together. And we also have made sure that we are all getting our vaccines in time so that we're able to interact. We wear a lot of masks. We do a lot of hand sanitizing, cleaning up after ourselves, after our rehearsals, that sort of thing. But yeah, we made the conscious decision when we decided, you know, that it was time to start doing live theater again, that it really wasn't probably appropriate to do another melodrama because those are usually large musical casts. And so this show was selected because it was a smaller cast and something that we could do with the current protocols in place.
Well, and funny enough, with the melodramas, you've got the audience booing and hissing, so a lot of open mouths and sound and things going back and forth between the dastardly villain and the ingenue and the audience.
Exactly. Oh, it's a good time, but maybe it's not a pandemic type of entertainment.
Sure. Well, certainly something to look forward to as we get closer to a herd immunity situation. Can you talk a little bit about, this is held in Florence City Hall, right? And I'm assuming there have been preparations made there to keep the audience safe.
Yep. So Florence City Hall is a kind of an event center, but we are limiting the capacity of the show down to 80 people. We're asking them to wear masks if they're leaving their table. All of the snacks that we're providing are single serving and individually wrapped, so we won't be doing a lot of community type food. You know, we won't have the hot plate full of hot dogs or anything like that.
On Facebook, you can find them under The Florentine Players. You can also call 531-600-8634 for information, or if you go to eventbrite.com, Making God Laugh. It opens this Thursday, runs through Sunday, and the director, Molly Anderson, has just spent a great deal of time with us. Thank you, Molly. Appreciate your time today.
Thank you.